This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Sonam and Gyalpo Losar being celebrated today. Communication Minister Parbat Gurung vows to make Nepal a digital Nepal. And China bans BBC World News from broadcasting in the country. Now, the news in detail. Sonam and Gyalpo Losar, the New Year festival celebrated by the Tamang and Sherpa community on the day of Magh Shukla Pratipada, is being celebrated today by organizing various programs. According to the Manjushri calendar, the 2857th year begins today and 2148th Gyalpo Losar is also being celebrated today itself. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed her best wishes for the happiness, peace and prosperity of all sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of Sonam and Gyalpo Losar observed by Tamang and Sherpa community as their new year. The president has also wished that Losar festival inspire all Nepalese to sustain unity, peace, goodwill and tolerance for making economically, socially and culturally a prosperous nation. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has expressed greetings on the occasion of Losar festival today itself. Giving a message of best wishes, Vice President Pun reminded that it is the common duty of all Nepalese to protect and adhere to the constitution achieved after a long struggle. Meanwhile, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has also said the festival helps foster mutual tolerance, fraternity and social-cultural solidarity. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has said that he is in the campaign to make Nepal a digital Nepal. In a discussion program with journalists from Dolakha district in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung said that arrangements would be made to mobilize schools, health posts, agricultural farms and other areas through internet and to make it possible for them to use internet facilities all over Nepal. Preparations have been forwarded with the initiative of the Non-Residents Nepalese Association, NRNA, to establish a fund of Rs. 10 billion in a bid to invest in infrastructure sector. NRNA is registering a separate company in Nepal for the sake of this. As per the agreement made earlier, Nepal government would have 5% cost contribution in the fund. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel informed that the ministry was ready to extend assistance, including the monetary ones, for the immediate establishment of the fund. He urged NRNA Chairperson Kumar Panta to begin the works by finalizing the company registration within a week. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China has banned BBC World News from broadcasting in the country. China has criticized the BBC for its reporting on coronavirus and persecution of ethnic minority Uyghurs. The BBC said it was disappointed by the decision. It follows British media regulator Ofcom revoking state broadcaster China Global Television Network's CGTN's license to broadcast in the UK. CGTN was found in breach of British broadcasting regulations last year for airing the allegedly forced confession of a UK citizen, Peter Humphrey. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned that China will eat our lunch if America doesn't step off its infrastructure spending. Mr. Biden was speaking on Thursday with a group of senators about the need to upgrade infrastructure in the United States. His warning comes the day after his first phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. On the call, Mr. Xi took on a hard line on human rights, saying a confrontation would be a disaster for both countries. Democrats have concluded that arguments that Donald Trump incited the 6th January Capitol riot, warning he can do this again if he is not convicted. Impeachment prosecutors on Thursday used rioters' own words to link Mr. Trump to the violence while arguing the riot had caused long-term harm as well. Democrats also presented accounts from police, staff, intelligence officials and foreign media to pursue their case. The former president's defense team will present their arguments on Friday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Sonam and Gyalpo Losar being observed today. Communication Minister Parbat Gurung vows to make Nepal a digital Nepal, and China bans BBC World News from broadcasting in the country. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.